welcome to this service in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I bring to you greetings in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Last Sunday, I wasn't here. We were out for a program, for a conference. And by the special grace of God, we are back here with a great anointing.
Love for Jesus.
If you clap for Jesus, you will do better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for the confirmation of His word. We thank God for the souls that were won there. The city of Plateau actually got revival. What did I say?
Revival.
What did I say?
Revival.
Revival. We saw souls being won. We saw the sick being healed. We saw oppressed being delivered. The Lord was so faithful in the midst of His people.
Oh, yes.
And we are left with only one word in our lips, and that is, glory be to God.
Love for Jesus.
Love for Jesus. You can do better. You can do better than that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the special grace of God, as you are here today, I believe that you have a divine appointment with the Lord. It is a different thing when you have an appointment with a man. The man may fail you. The man may delay you. The man may observe African time. But once the appointment is between you and the Creator of all things, you must understand that the reason why He is called God is because He is a faithful God. The reason why He is superior to other gods is because He is not just a promising God. He is a God that promises and also make His word come to pass.
Yes, sir.
There are two things involved. It is not just about giving a word. It is also about following the word to make sure that the word does exactly the way it has been commissioned. And I have this good news for you. You are serving the right God.
Amen.
For this God we are serving is able and capable enough to bring His word to pass in your life.
Amen.
Has He told you anything? Then open your eyes and see the faithfulness of God. For soon from now, you shall celebrate that word you have received.
Amen.
Your amen is too weak.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
And today I am here with a great package. But I don't know who is ready. Are you ready?
Very ready, Daddy.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Wave your hands if you are ready. Are you sure you are ready?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, Jesus, I'm ready.
Jesus, I'm ready.
Give me my package.
Give me my package.
All right. Let's get to the word of God quickly. I believe you are here with your Bible, the greatest of all books. We have books and we have the book.
Oh yes.
The Bible is not one of the books. It is the book. And the same word became flesh. You don't find that in any other books. This particular book is so exceptional. It has the capacity to manifest what you see inside. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
I would like to teach you something very profound today. But hear me, child of God. You must make sure that your heart is in a good condition, is in a proper place, to receive this word. It becomes a problem when God arrives at a location that he thinks you are there, and only to be disappointed to find out that you have just left that place. When you ask Adam, he will tell you, he came to the right spot where he's supposed to meet Adam. But Adam was no longer there. He had to call out and say, Adam, where are you? That question was birthed from disappointment. God was so disappointed because he knew the position he placed Adam. He knew the exact location he placed him. So hear me, child of God, today. Make sure your heart is in a proper place, proper condition. And then if you have done that, you will then qualify to receive what the Lord has for you. Am I talking to somebody right here? Let go of all burden. Let go of all worries. Let go of all troubles. Let go of all your pains. I know some of you are sick and you can feel the pain talking to you. But I would like to tell you this. For just a moment, can you shift your concentration from that pain you are experiencing and place your focus on Jesus? When Peter and John met the crippled man, they said, give your attention to us. Because as long as you give your attention to your situation, you can never receive that which the Lord has for you. Am I communicating? I know you are in a situation that is so loud. Some of you here, you are worried. You have not paid your rent. Some of you here, you are worried. You have not paid school fees. Some of you here, you are worried. There is no food at home. I know the situation is so loud. But it is high time you introduce your God to your situation and not your situation to your God. Your God is too big for you to introduce your situation to him. You should rather introduce your God to your situation. And it will amaze you just like a dream. You will see the Lord turning around your situation. And I'm giving that prophetic word to somebody right here that is seated listening to me. Before this service ends, a call will be waiting for you on your phone. I say a message will be waiting for you in your phone. Your amen is too weak for this prophetic declaration. I say before this service ends, you will look for that pain and you will not see it again. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
The theme of today's service is power to make wealth. But then, that is not my topic. That is the theme for today. While I was asking the Lord what to teach in today's meeting, I thought the Lord would tell me, talk about this, talk about that. This is the topic, this is the topic. He gave me a topic that is somehow coded, somehow loaded, somehow exceptional. And he said to me, preach on the topic divine separation. Divine what?
Separation.
I can't hear you.
Divine separation.
I can't hear you.
Divine separation.
Divine separation. Now listen to me. There are some of you that are here that you have actually received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You have walked with the Lord for quite some time. Some of you for years. Some of you for months. Some of you for days, for weeks. And then you have not gotten the chance or the privilege, the opportunity to listen to what I'm about to share today. And I consider it a privilege for you to be opportune to hear this. Because in this kingdom you have been introduced into, it is being ruled by knowledge. What you know is what sustains you. Okay. What you know is what guarantees your movement in this kingdom.
Yes,
am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
I would like to let you know that apart from God's blessings that you know, which are healing, deliverance, prophecy, breakthrough, there is a certain blessing of God that many know nothing about, or many have little knowledge about it. And that is what I'm about to reveal to you. It is what I call the ability to make someone's name great. Child of God, the name of an individual can receive impartation, can receive upgrade. A name of a man or a woman can receive honor, can receive exaltation. A name of an individual can be lifted from a lower level to a higher level. I know so many of you have not heard of this, and that is why you have to give your attention to me. Your name can be made great. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Your name can be made
great.
Great. It is possible if your name is called Samuel. Your friend that called you by that name yesterday, if he tries to call the same name today, don't be surprised. The name may be different. The same pronunciation, the same tune, the same sound, but different result, different honor, different capacity.
Yes, sir.
Names can be made what? Great. And I would like you to take your time and open with me to the book of Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1 to 2. Somebody shout fire.
Fire! And it says,
yes?
The Lord had said to Abraham,
the Lord had said to Abraham, leave your country,
your people and your father's household.
Your people and your father's household.
And go to the land I will show you.
And go to the land I will show you.
Verse 2. I will make you into a great nation.
I will make you into a what? A great nation.
And I will bless you.
And I will bless you.
I will make your name great.
I will make your name great.
Stop there.
I will make your name great. I will make your name great. So you listen to this statement made not by a human being. It is made by God Almighty, saying that there is something that can be done to a name of an individual. God, the greatest physician, the greatest surgeon, is saying that there is an operation that can be conducted on a name of an individual. And after the successful surgery, you will find out that the name will be different from the former name. It is the same name, but after the divine operation, the name will carry something it has never carried before. And I would like you to know that there is a reason why God said to Abraham, arise, leave your father's house, leave your father's people, leave your properties, everything that is there that belongs to your root. Leave everything and go to the land I will show you. There is a reason. And what is that reason? The reason is found in the book of Proverbs chapter 28. Let's go there. Verse 29, verse 18. Proverbs 29, verse 18. I'm telling you the reason why God said to Abraham,
Proverbs
leave your father's house.
Proverbs 29, verse 18.
Yes.
where there is no revelation.
Where there is no revelation, where there is no vision, yes?
Where there is no vision, the people perish.
The people perish. Stop there. Where there is no vision, the people perish. So God is saying that if you find yourself in a location that is void of vision, what happens to you is that you begin to perish. So God wanted to make Abraham's name great. But to do that, he had to change location. Because the place where he was is very empty of vision. And any external divine blessing that is coming, it can be interrupted. It can be stopped on the way. It can be blocked on the way. It may not arrive at the right destination. Am I talking to somebody right here? So God is saying, I want to make your name great. I want to do something to your name. But under one condition. Take your clothes, take your everything, take your livestock, and set on a journey. A journey out of your father's house. I will make your name great, but there is a what? A condition. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that the reason why the Bible said Jesus humbled himself to death, and because of his obedience, the Bible says God gave him a name that is greater than every other name. But notice, he gave him the name after he obeyed. It's not as if God was giving Jesus a new name. No. The same name Jesus, his teacher called him in school. The same name Jesus, his friends called him while he was young. The same name Jesus, his parents shouted. But then something happened to the name after he died and resurrected. And what happens to that name is impartation. The name was made great. The same pronunciation, but different result. It's like a new empty bank account. Though it's a bank account, but it has not been impacted. There is nothing inside. The day you deposit something in that bank account, the bank account ceased to remain the same. Something happens to the bank account. It has graduated from one level to another. Though it's the same bank account, but something has happened. That's how God makes someone's name to be great. All of a sudden, the person that looked at you to your eyes and told you you will never amount to anything in life, the person will be shocked after God has operated on your name. Please, am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Now, after Abraham obeyed and left his father's house, left his hometown, God was looking for an opportunity to operate on that name. God was looking for an opportunity to make his name great. But guess what? There was a need for divine separation. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
There is a need for divine separation. What did I say? There is a need for divine separation. Genesis 13, verse 14. Yes.
Genesis 13, verse 14. And it says, the Lord said to Abraham,
yes,
after Lot had parted from him.
Now stop there. Did you see that? The Lord never spoke to Abraham concerning this issue until there was a separation between Abraham and Lot. Why is God speaking exactly after Lot departed with Abraham? Why? Why not speak to him while Lot was around? Why does God Almighty have to patiently wait till Lot leaves the presence of Abraham? That is when he began to speak to him. To tell you that this is a divine separation. Am I talking to somebody that is?
Yes, sir.
And I begin to ask God, why do you have to speak to him after Lord has departed? And the Lord said to me, it is because I want to operate the name of Abraham and make his name great. But then, there is someone close to him, which is Lord. And the Lord said to me, the meaning of Lot is covering, blockage.
Oh yes.
The meaning of Lot is covering, blockage, hindrance, veil, covering. The Lord said to me, for me to make Abraham's name great, there is a name that is around him that is conflicting the exercise to take place. So I have to wait till Lot departs from Abraham. Then I will have the opportunity to touch his name and do something on his name. Listen to me, child of God. There is a need after receiving Jesus to identify those people that are around you that are only blocking the blessings of God from coming to you. There is a need to separate yourself from those people that always block the blessing of God from coming to you. Who is that person that whenever you are with him or her, God stops talking to you? Who is that person that whenever he or she sleeps in your house, you cease to have a dream? Who is that person that any day you are walking with the person, problem must arise? Who is that person that any time you come in contact with him or her, God stops talking to you? And also, who is that person, 5 minutes after you finish making call with the person, you feel like you can take over the whole world? You have to identify those people that elevate the blessing of God in you and those people that block the blessing of God in you.
Yes, sir.
There is a need for you to separate yourself from every lot that is around you. They need to depart. You want God to bless you, quite alright, I know that. But you have to separate yourself from every lot that is around you. Because as long as they are around you, they are a blockage, a covering, a stumbling block.
Yes.
God cannot visit you while they are still there.
Yes,
God is right at the door of Abraham. What is stopping him from entering his house was simply because there is someone in his life that is not supposed to be there.
Yes, sir.
So many of you are in that kind of situation. God is not far away from you. He's right at the door of your house. But there is someone inside that is stopping him from entering. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes it is not people alone. Sometimes even places. Identify places that when you are there, God sees to talk to you. Identify places that when you are there, you begin to understand God and God begins to understand you. That's why I tell people, yes, we have one church, the Church of Christ. I said, every church you see is one Church of Christ. But listen to me. The fact that we have one church, that doesn't mean you should be in every church. There is a church that has been designed by God specifically for you. not for your neighbor,
for you.
Though it's a church, though the Spirit of God is there, though the power of God is there, but how much have you understand God while you are there? When the pastor is talking, are you understanding? When the pastor is teaching, are you getting blessed? When the pastor is preaching, is there a voice interpreting what he's saying to you? Are you convinced that this is where I am hearing God? We have one church. It is not wrong to worship in any other church. But identify the church that when you sit down, you know God is talking to you. Identify the church that when you sit down, immediately after the grace has been shared, you know you are walking out of that church a different person, a different man, a different woman. Not when you are living with an empty jotter, nothing to write home about. Not when you are living and you don't know what the pastor has even said. So you must understand with me, the separation is not only people, even places. Because the church that is your neighbor may not bless you. Identify the portal that you know you are receiving from God always. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Now continue reading. 13, 14. Yes.
From him.
Uh-huh.
Lift your eyes.
Start from the beginning.
The Lord said to Abraham.
The Lord said to Abraham.
After Lot had parted from him.
After Lot is far, far away from him, God began to speak.
Lift your eyes.
He said to him, lift your what? Your eyes. Please read it word by word. Don't miss any word there. Start all over.
The Lord said to Abraham.
The Lord said to Abraham.
After Lot had parted from him.
After Lot have parted from him.
Lift your eyes.
Lift your eyes.
From where you are.
From where you are.
And look north.
And look north.
And south.
And south.
East.
East.
And west.
And west. Which version are you reading?
NIV.
Okay, read King James.
The Lord said unto Abraham.
The Lord said unto Abraham. Listen to this.
After that Lot was separated.
Lot was separated from him, after that habit you have has been separated from you, after that character you have has been separated from you, after that sin has been separated from you, the next thing you will hear is God speaking to you.
Lift up now thy eyes.
Lift up now thy eyes.
And look from the place where thou art northward.
And look from the place where you are to the north.
And southward.
And southward.
And eastward.
And eastward.
And westward.
And westward. But listen, when you are reading scripture, you should make sure you tap into the spirit of the scripture. Because there is a message behind every message. There is a meaning behind every statement. So when you are reading your Bible, take your time. Don't rush. Sit down and imagine. Begin to meditate. How is it possible? How is it possible for Abraham to look at the east, west, north, south, and then God said something to him? What did he say?
Verse 15.
For all the land, not one land. Please listen to me. all the land,
which thou seest, to thee will I give it.
To thee will I give it. First of all, you can't look up and see if you are still in your house. If you are still in your room, you can't see. That means there is something that was not written to you in that scripture. Before God told him to look, God has to tell him to come out of his house. Because that house becomes a barrier, obstacle, a covering, a blockage, blocking his vision to see well.
Yes, sir.
Now, when he came out, the Lord said to him, look at the north, look at the south, look at the east, look at the west. He said, all the lands that you see, if only you can see those lands, if only you can see those lands, that will I give to you. Now, if I tell you to come out of this place and begin to look north, south, east, west, do you know what you see? You see people's houses. Is God so limited for him to tell Abraham to come out just to see that small portion of land? Because there is a limit to how you can see when there are houses surrounding you. Please, I don't know whether you understand what I'm
saying. Yes, sir.
If you stand outside here, if you look at your north, what do you see? There is a blockage.
Yes, sir.
If you look at your south, what do you see? There is a blockage. You look at the west, what do you see? There is a blockage. There are houses that are surrounding you. So what is God saying to him? Because I believe Abraham was an old man when God is talking to him in that passage of scripture. How does he expect an old man who cannot even see well to see far?
Yes, sir.
That is to tell you, he's telling Abraham not to use these eyes. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Not to use this one that you see.
Oh, yes.
Come out, see, but don't use this one. See with a different eye, which is the eye of your mind.
Oh, yes.
Look with the eyes of your mind. And as far as your eyes can see, that I will give to you. Child of God, there is a limit to what your two physical eyes can see.
Yes, sir.
But you have no limit when you look or you see with the eyes of your mind. Your eyes may tell you are poor, but the eyes of your mind, if you can only use it to see, you will know that you are rich. Your physical two eyes can tell you are sick. Right there you can see the doctor's report. It is written. Your name is there. You have been diagnosed. You can see what is wrong with you with the two naked. See what those two physical eyes cannot what? Cannot see. Ask your neighbor. What eyes are you using?
Neighbor, what eye are you using?
You have a choice to make. That means you can choose to see with the two naked eyes, or you can choose to see with the eyes of your mind.
Yes, sir.
Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
You see, every time in your life, in every stage of your life, if you want to see breakthrough, if you want to see God blessing you, if you want to go to another level in life, you must be ready for divine separation.
Yes, sir.
In fact, an example is you. While you were in your mother's womb, the only thing you could see was darkness. For you to come and see the beautiful flowers that are on earth, there has to be a separation between you and your mother. When you look at the process of childbirth, you find out that it's a painful experience. Though it is painful, but it's a divine separation.
Yes, sir.
God wants to graduate the baby from one level to another level. But to do that, the baby has to be ready to be separated.
Oh, yes.
The umbilical cord has to be cut. God is saying, you have been sustained by the blood that is flowing from your mother. If you want me to take you to another level, you have to be ready to detach yourself from that experience, from that level. Anytime God wants to prosper you, there must be divine separation.
Yes.
Do you want a good job? You can't have a good job without God making you to be sacked from that small job. That means if you are ready to be sacked from that small job, then you graduate to receive the big job. But the process of that sacking is not sweet. It's not a sweet experience, but it's a divine separation. I'm telling you this because there are some people in your life, it's just like Abraham and Lot. They have known each other for a long time. They are relatives. They are connected. Their separation is not a nice thing. It's a painful experience. Yet, a divine separation.
Yes, sir.
The reason why you are still in the problem that you are in today is because you are not ready to detach yourself from some people and some places.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is my childhood friend. 30 years we have been together. And you can see this guy is a drunkard. You can see when you sit down, the only discussion he talks to you about is about Gulda and other things. That's the only thing he talks to you about. But to detach yourself from that person, you are saying, oh, but we have been together for 30 years now. How can I then separate myself from this person? Until you are ready to be divinely separated, don't even expect a miracle.
Yes, sir.
During childbirth, you look, the child, the baby is crying, the mother is crying. It's a bitter experience. Both of them are going through pains, struggle, but it's for good.
Yes, sir.
Am I talking to somebody that day?
Yes, sir.
By the time the baby is fully out and the cord has been cut off, what happens? You find out that the baby will start sleeping. The mother will start sleeping.
Yes, sir.
Peace has now been achieved. But the process of that peace was painful. You have to check your phone today. There are numbers you have to delete. There are calls that you must stop picking from today. I know you are praying for a miracle job. I know you are praying for a breakthrough. There are calls you have to stop picking from today. There are places you have to stop visiting from today. Only when you detach yourself from those people and places, that is when you will graduate for your miracle.
Yes, sir.
Divine separation. Listen to me very carefully. For a woman to be pregnant is very easy, but for her to give birth is very difficult.
Yes, sir.
The process of being pregnant is a very sweet experience. But now the delivery is a very painful one. That is to tell you, anytime a miracle is to be birthed, it's going to be so painful. That's why it's even from the book of Genesis, God was fulfilling that principle over and over again. He saw light. He saw light trapped in darkness. And he said, let there be light. In other words, he said, let light surface, come out of darkness. And then he says, he created the light. And then he separated the light from darkness. From the very beginning, you see God separating things. Because they can't mingle together. If light has to show its full potential, it has to do it away from darkness.
Yes, sir.
And if darkness has to show its real potential, it has to do it away from what? Light.
Yes, sir.
Creating the relationship is more easier than breaking relationship.
Yes, sir.
The creation is a sweet experience, but the breaking, a painful one. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
When you see a blind man that cannot see with his two physical eyes and is walking, using a stick, walking, he's touching things and he's walking. When he stumbles on a vehicle, or when he touch the bumper of a vehicle, he doesn't use his two eyes to know that this is a vehicle. And his mind will not tell him that this is an elephant. Please, I want you to understand what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
His mind will not tell him this is an elephant. When he touches it, he touches the sight. Though he's not seeing with his two eyes, but then his mind will give the interpretation that what you are touching is a veil. Now, how did he see the vehicle? For those of you that think everything that was to be given to you, you have to see it with this one. How did he see the vehicle? With the eyes of his mind. Sit down.
Yes, sir.
When you come close to a blind man and he touches your face and his hand touches your beard, he doesn't need the two physical naked eyes to tell him, I'm touching beards of a man. It is the eyes of his mind that will tell him, this is what you are touching. I'm teaching you a principle that will change your life from today.
Yes, sir.
You have been using these two eyes for a long time. And it has been limiting how far you can see. Abraham, as far as your eyes can see, you make the decision. Which one are you going to use? Is it the two physical eyes or the spirit, the eyes of your mind? Which one? It's the decision you have to make. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
You see, the day a man becomes blind, that's the day he starts learning to use another eyes to see.
Oh, yes.
But my question is, do you have to wait till you are blind physically before you use those set of eyes that are inside of you? If you use those set of eyes that are inside of you to look at your business, you will see something different that these physical eyes are not seeing. But today, every judgment of your life, you use it with this one. Even God, you want to see him with this one.
No way.
You say, I believe there is God, but please, at least let me see him. This one, let me see him. I've been hearing pastor preaching about angels, but this one, I want to see like this. Let me see the angels like this. Everything about your life has been limited to this one. That's why you are in a mess today. Because the report doctor has given to you, what did you use to look at it? This one. And then when you saw with this one, you accepted it. But you didn't see with the one inside. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Start creating images, pictures of what you want to see right from within you. Can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
There is a man that is called Samson. The Bible says he was greatly used by God. So mightily was his strength that he could do wonderful and unimaginable things that human beings cannot do. At one time, he encountered a lion. When he encountered the lion, he actually teared down the lion with his two bare hands without the use of any weapon. That is to tell you how serious the strength of this man is. Please, am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Then, there was a lady called Delilah. Then she came and met this man, and she tried to convince him. The Bible says she cried throughout the night. Hey, a woman is dangerous.
Oh yes.
Don't joke with a woman. She cried as if her life will come out of her, just for this man to tell her his secret. And you know, each time he sees her crying, to him, he thought she wants to know the secret for his own good. He thought it's because she loves him and she doesn't want him to hide something from her. That's what he thought. But he never knew that that cry was a disguise. She cried. She cried. She refused to eat. When a woman wants to get something, it takes the grace of God that can stop her. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
It takes the grace of God. It takes the grace of God. Now, he now finally gave in. And he said to her, "Woman, all those abilities you saw me display, the lion you saw me killing, the thousands of soldiers you saw me killing, yes, indeed, there is a secret behind it. The secret is, you see this long hair? He had dreadlocks. Don't ask me how. I saw it prophetically. It's not in your Bible. Because you only read what is in your Bible. We travel there. We see it like a movie happening. He had dreadlocks. And the dreadlocks are seven. Very long and thick. He said to her, "You see this hair?" He said, "You see this hair? There is something behind this hair. There is an instruction that came when I got this hair. That the day it has been cut off, that's the day the strength will leave me. Why? Because the anointing was smeared on the hair." And immediately he told her, He never knew that she has already mobilized guys on standby with their weapons. They have tried to capture this guy, but they could not. They have been wondering. Look at, he's one. He's not even two. He's one. But when he comes out, you see thousands of soldiers, he will pick you like this, throw you there. You shoot him, the arrow comes, it will hit his body, fall down. You can't do anything to him. He's too powerful. Even when devil saw Samson, he thought he was Jesus. Because the kind of display he saw, the power was too much. So don't be tempted. When you see him with, what do you call this? Six packs. With his muscle. You may be tempted that to say that is where the strength is. It's a disguise.
Oh yes.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
But then, can I tell you something? When the Lord took me there, I saw something. He had no muscle. That's what confused the soldiers. He had no muscle. He was just straight like that. Nothing, nobody built nothing. So they have been wondering, what is the secret of this guy? Where is his strength? Immediately she told the soldiers, Bible says they rushed inside. And when they rushed inside, he stood up with confidence, because normally whenever they come try to kill him, he knows they can't do that. The Bible says he stood up just like any other time. And anytime he shook his head, the anointing will be activated. You know, anointing can be activated.
Oh, yes.
Anytime he shook his hair, anointing will be activated. When he shook it, oh, the hair was no longer there. Instantly, they bounced on this great man. Chains everywhere. But listen to me. Listen to me very carefully today. If you have never listened to me before, listen now. What I'm about to say now, listen to me very well. Please listen to me. Listen to me. My pain was that immediately they bounced in on this guy. The first thing they did was to remove his eyes. Why? This is a man you have been looking for a long time. And now he is already in chain. And you have already seen that he doesn't have the power. Why remove his eyes? It is because they know a man without vision.
Oh, yes.
No matter how powerful he is, without vision, forget it.
Oh, yes.
The first thing they did was to remove his two eyes. Read for me Judges 16, verse 22. I'm rounding up. Judges 16, 21.
Judges 16, verse 21. And it says,
yes.
Then the Philistine seized him.
The Philistine what? Seized him.
But the Philistine took him. And put out his eyes.
The first thing they did was to what? Was to remove, not his legs, not his hands. Was to remove his two eyes. And then what?
And brought him down to Gaza.
And brought him down to what? To Gaza.
And bound him with fetters.
They bound him there. Okay, go to verse 26. Now listen to me. They never knew. They never knew that the hair of this guy can grow back again. But my question is, while I was reading this scripture, I asked the Lord, are they not so sensitive? Do you think they are not visiting him in the prison to check how he is doing? Why is it that after they see the hair growing, why is it that they have not cut it off again? It is because they thought, even if his power comes back, a man without vision cannot do anything. So the Bible said his hair began to grow back. And then there was a ceremony. I'm rounding up. There was a ceremony. And then he was asked to come out and dance. A warrior reduced to dancing. A warrior now changes his career from a mighty man in battle to a mighty dancer on stage. That's how the devil can reduce your destiny if you joke with him. He can reduce you. That the you that is celebrated today, you will be ignored tomorrow if you joke with the devil. He was brought out to dance, and the Bible said he managed to call a young boy. He said, young boy, I need a favor from you. All I ask for, because they have pillars there, and there is two pillars that are actually holding the whole place, the whole building. He said, I just need you to do something for me. Pick my right hand to one of the pillars and pick the left hand to the other pillar. That's all. Don't do more than that. Just do that for me. That is to tell you, when you lose your vision in life, small boys will lead you.
Yes.
When you lose your vision as a country, small boys will lead you.
Yes, sir.
And then you'll be wondering what is happening in this country. We don't understand. It is because small boys are leading. Simply because your vision has been stolen.
Oh, yes.
My question is, he lost his hair and his hair grew back. You can lose your hair today and have it grown tomorrow. But can you lose your vision today and have it given back to you tomorrow? Up to this day, medical doctors, medical practitioners have done crazy transplanting, removing kidneys from people and planting it in another person. But ask them this question, they don't joke with eyes. You can remove something in the eye, but not the eye itself.
Yes, sir.
That one is only God that can give it. If you lose vision, no man can help you. Even the doctor will tell you. You see this one? We studied it, but we can't understand how the eyes, they are so sensitive. The way it has been made is too special. You can lose your hair today and have it grown tomorrow. But can you lose your eyes and have it replaced tomorrow? Don't joke with your vision.
Oh yes.
You can joke with any other thing, but not your
vision.
He was a fool playing around Delilah. So, this man held on to that pillars. Two pillars. I'm telling you what I saw live. The way you are seeing, not the way you are seeing in your movie. I was there live seeing it. He hold on to that pillar. Just like some of you that are seated here, if you know who you are supposed to be today, you will cry.
Oh yes.
Today you think you are doing well. Today you think you are collecting salary, 100,000. And to you, you are successful. If you know where you are supposed to be today, you will sit down and cry. Some of you, God has blessed you with sweet voices to sing for Him. But today, you want to even sing praise and worship is not there. You have lost the vision. Some of you, you know how good you were. Bible says he held on to the pillar. And then he said a prayer that broke me to tears. I cried when I had that prayer. Do you know why I cried? The content of the prayer. Oh. If you are really a compassionate person, it will make you to cry. Please, I want you to read that prayer for me.
Judges chapter 16 verse 26. Samson said to the servant who held his hand, put me where I can feel the pillars that support the temple so that I may lean against them. Verse 27.
Yes.
Now the temple was crowded with men and women. All the rulers of the Philistines were there, and on the roof were about 3,000 men and women.
Look at that.
Watching Samson.
Watching Samson. They thought it's another style of dancing. Okay, continue.
Verse 28. Then Samson prayed to the Lord.
Look at the prayer.
Oh, sovereign Lord.
Oh, sovereign Lord.
Remember me.
He said, if at all today I've wronged you, but remember there was once a time I was a warrior in your kingdom. And you know, God doesn't take such prayers for granted. Just because you saw someone losing his hair, don't take him for granted. Because the moment he tells God, remember me, God will remember the day he called him. Oh, see that. And when God remembers the day he calls a man, it doesn't matter the situation he is in the present, he will answer the prayer.
Yes, sir.
He said, remember me, Samson, when I was pulling the gate, when I was doing wonders.
I prayed thee. And strengthen me.
He said, strengthen, if at all you can do any request for me, strengthen me now. I need it now.
Oh, yes.
I know the hair is not fully back, but strengthen me now.
I pray thee. Only this once.
Only this once. That means you may choose not to answer me tomorrow, but today don't disappoint me.
Yes, sir. Oh God. That I may be at once avenged of the Philistines.
That I may avenge of the Philistines. This is where will make me to
for my two eyes.
For my two eyes.
Ay.
Did you see it? No, listen, please. Did you see it? He's saying, I want to kill these guys. Not because of my hair. Which is where my glory is. I am killing these guys because of my two eyes. That's to tell you how valuable vision is. He knew what happened to him when his eyes were gouged out. People people will sympathize with him because they see the hair is gone. But deep within him, he knows what is paining me the most is my two eyes. I cannot meet them again.
Yes, sir.
Vision. And to cut the long story short, God empowered him at that moment, and he only touched it, and the whole building collapsed. Oh, and he told God, I should not die. Everyone will die there, and he will not die.
Yes, sir.
But the prayer he prayed, he said, let I and all of them perish here. That's how angry he was because of his two eyes. He's saying, there is no need for me to live on earth again when I have no vision. It's better I leave the earth than to stay here without vision. Some of you are playing with vision. You think vision is something that is very, you don't need it in life. He's a man killing himself because he knows his vision is gone. Stand on your feet. If I continue, we will sleep here. But I know this message is for someone specifically.
Amen.
And it has touched that person.
Amen.
The person knows himself or herself.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Can we pray?
Yes, sir.
Today, the Lord has given me an instruction.
Oh, yes.
He said to me, separate the people. From every stagnation, every financial struggle, separate them. You know, he only told me, preach divine separation. When I opened my jotter, he said, begin to write. And I begin to write. He gave me the message. Separate. Once you are separated, then the rest of the thing is story.
Oh, yes.
Are you ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
Say, oh God.
Oh God.
You are not saying that well. Say, oh God.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Anywhere I might have lost my vision.
Anywhere that I may lose my vision.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Restore it back to me.
Restore it back to me.
Open your mouth and be
Lord Jesus, whenever I have missed my vision, oh Lord, restore it back to me. Restore back my vision, oh Lord. My glory, my star.
Pray.
Oh, back in the name of Jesus. Shalika baratalana
jepaya.
Lord Jesus, let the grace be restored. Lord Jesus, let the vision be restored. Lord Jesus, let
pray.
In the name of Jesus. Ralekate bajandalana kabatalana jekete. Lord Jesus, let the vision be restored back. Lord Jesus, let the strength be restored in the name of Jesus. Let my star, my glory, Lord, let them be restored in the name of Jesus. Shalikate bajandalakata bajandakate. Let them be restored in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them be restored in the name of Jesus. Lendi kabara.
Lord, have mercy on me. Restore me, O Lord.
Ralende kabara tanara le katoba
shikara.
Restore back me, O Lord. Restore back me, O Lord. Restore back me, O Lord. Restore back my praise. Sande rende katoba zanda katabaya. Yes, Lord. Restore back my vision. Restore back my vision. Restore back my vision. Restore back unto me, O Lord. Restore back our star, the glory of our family. Restore it back. The glory of our family. Restore it back. The glory of our church. Restore it back. Restore to us, O Lord. Lord, you have taken away the vision. The glory has been taken away. Lord Jesus, restore back unto us. Restore back unto us. Restore back, O Lord. Sande ne 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 kabate.
Randelende kabarata nanda zende katukata baza kataya. Randelende kabata. Restore the glory of my business. Restore back the glory of my academy. Restore back the glory of our family. Restore back the glory of our church. Restore back the glory, O Lord. Oh. Let them be restored. Let them be restoration. Let them be a restoration, oh Lord. Restore to us, oh Lord.